This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 88% of American households pay for cable television. If you're among them, chances are you flip through channels wondering, why do I get half this stuff? You're not alone. There's a new push for a different model, or rather a different menu. Customers would buy only what they intend to consume. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Let's say you live in the kind of household that watches CNN, ESPN, Comedy Central, and maybe the odd cartoon on Nickelodeon.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
You may be less than thrilled to learn that in order to get Nickelodeon, you must subscribe to a package that also includes Spike TV. It's got another cartoon, late at night, called Stripperella.
Let's see some titties, yeah!
Some households may be delighted to get Stripperella and SpongeBob, but they're not vocal constituents of Nathan Deal. The Republican congressman from Georgia organized a recent Energy and Commerce Subcommittee hearing on the topic of cable a la carte. Deal said an industry dominated by five or six cable and satellite conglomerates keeps programming bundled.
They can tie and bundle their products with the power of a near monopoly and yet are exempt from our antitrust laws.
And they are exempt, Deal said, from having to justify why customers should subsidize programming they may find distasteful.
We should have them explain to us why the American public, why a family that wants to buy a cartoon program should be forced to also buy the program logo, a gay and lesbian channel. A decision that was made by Viacom only a few weeks after they appeared before this committee to apologize for the Janet Jackson Super Bowl affair and to assure us that they had learned their lesson.
Cable subscribers can, of course, block channels they don't want to see, and not everyone thinks that bundling is a problem.
It has worked to bring us a heck of a lot of choice in this marketplace.
Adam Thier directs telecommunication studies at the Cato Institute. He's against government-mandated a la carte because he says consumers could ultimately pay more for separate channels they now get as a package. Thier says bundling ensures diversity, with channels aimed towards practically everyone, from gays and lesbians to golfers.
Some of those marginal channels that appeal to certain niche populations or demographic groups only exist because they probably are cross-subsidized by some other more popular form of programming.
That was the point made by Alfred Liggins at the congressional hearing. Liggins heads TV One, a network geared towards African Americans. It's part of the expanded basic cable package carried by Comcast.
We created TV One because we believe that African American adults were underserved in the television marketplace, and we are targeting our programming accordingly. But we also expect that by TV One being available to a wide selection of cable viewers, non-African Americans will tune in occasionally and learn something about the breadth and the depth of our culture.
Liggins said if TV One had not been bundled into basic cable, it would not have survived. That's because new networks depend on ads, not individual subscribers, for most of their revenues. And Liggins said some major advertisers told him to stay away until his network reached 20 million households.
There are roughly 13.5 million African-American TV households. In an a la carte world, if we got 100% of those households, which will be impossible, that's a failed network.
A proposed compromise solution involves packaging channels according to viewer interests, says the Cato Institute's Adam Thier.
So that you have a sports tier, a news tier, and maybe a quote-unquote family-friendly tier.
But Thier dislikes the notion that the government could decide what qualifies as family-friendly. And Alfred Liggins believes that tiering TV One with other African-American channels amounts to segregation. Beyond that, the odds are heavily stacked against any independent programming. So says Gene Kimmelman, who directs the Consumers Union. He testified about a report from the U.S. Office of General Accounting.
The GAO found that every one of these large media companies that owns channels discriminates in favor of the programming it owns against the programming it does not own.
Still, Kimmelman says that it's worth experimenting with a la carte in some form because two-thirds of consumers want more control over their cable options. Meredith Miller is among them. She's an environmental lawyer who lives in Washington, D.C.
When everything else is moving to specialization, tailoring to my needs, to buy services we don't want is sort of antithetical to the way most business works.
Miller's feelings about cable are colored by the experience of having it recently installed by a mega operator that she feels misled her about its premiums.
$70 to watch five channels a week at most, and then they're not even nice to you.
But cable a la carte has already arrived in the form of pay-per-view, and digital television technology will make customizing TV even easier. Right now, the Federal Communications Commission is studying cable a la carte. It's expected to give Congress its report this fall. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.